Unless you're in high school or you work some odd hours, a few hours change in sleep patterns might not seem like a big deal. But for members of the Navy's Silent Service, it could have major implications. The Navy is giving commanders the green light to change submariners' sleep schedules. Now their workday will begin every 24 hours instead of every 18 hours. For more on this change, we turn to Lieutenant Tim Hawkins. He's a spokesman for the submarine force. Tim, great to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
So, first of all, tell us what prompted the changes aboard the USS Scranton.
Well, really two things. And, I mean, the first was the commanding officer of USS Scranton, Commander Seth Burton. He is a very, very strong proponent of ensuring that his sailors have proper rest. Commander Burton, he had a bout with cancer early in his Navy career, so he lost a sense of invincibility at a relatively young age. He was in his 20s at the time, and that really instilled in him the importance of taking care of his body, you know, eating healthy, getting proper rest, exercising regularly. So he really drove within the submarine force the idea that, hey, let's try this. From an operational commander perspective. The other thing that, you know, prompted the Navy to look at this schedule change was progress made through studies by industry and academia in understanding the health benefits of keeping a sleep pattern in line with the body's natural rhythm, known as the circadian rhythm, which is really, you know, a master biological clock that regulates when we become sleepy and when we're most alert. So the Navy medical community paid close attention to progress being made in this area in terms of studying it and understanding it, and years ago began looking closely at how to alter duty schedules aboard U.S. Navy vessels to improve the quality of crew performance and rest during deployment.
Sounds like submarine duty is a good preparation for a life in morning radio. So give us an idea of what the typical day has been like and what the model is that that the Navy, or at least this ship, believes would be more beneficial.
Okay, so a submariner's day is generally divided equally into three periods. You know, the first period is time on duty operating one's assigned equipment, and we call that standing watch. Another period is time off watch spent training and studying for qualifications. And then the other period is sleep. So since the 1960s, the three periods traditionally have been limited to 6 hours in length, meaning that a submarine day has been 18 hours, not 24.
What's the rationale for that? For those of us on the 24-hour clock, it seems strange.
Yeah, it seems strange, but you have to consider the fact that the primary concern back then when this was instituted was a desire to minimize crew fatigue, which is very important. You know, they didn't want sailors who were, per se, monitoring a nuclear reactor to be on duty for an extended period of time, because if you lose alertness, you know, that could have a major impact, a very unfortunate impact on the ship's mission. So that was the primary desire for limiting the watch period to 6 hours only and not going beyond that. But the downside to the 18-hour day is that it does not allow for a sailor's body to function in a natural rhythm, which in itself can lead to fatigue over time. So, you know, submarine crews, they're divided into three watch sections, and which means at any given time, while a submarine is operating at sea, 25 crew members are on duty. So that's 24/7. When a submarine is at sea, at least 25, about around 25 sailors are operating the submarine while the others are doing something else. And each submarine has a crew around 130 sailors. So weariness can set in every third cycle if you divide the watch section into three groups. So as sailors, you know, reach that third cycle, the rotation calls for sailors, you know, who are working. They might be working at a time when their bodies are accustomed to sleeping. So they're constantly changing, and it never allows for their body to get into a natural rhythm.
So the 24-hour rhythm even applies in a sub where there's no natural daylight coming and going?
Exactly. So the way it would work on a 24-hour schedule, and the submarine force has given commanding officers of submarines the option to employ this 24-hour day on their boats, is that the upside is that it more closely aligns with the body's natural rhythm. So the sailor's day is still divided equally into three periods, but each period can be extended from 6 to 8 hours, meaning that each sailor would spend 8 hours on duty and 16 hours off. Now, I mentioned USS Scranton earlier. They were the first submarine in the Navy to try the 24-hour day on a full multi-month deployment overseas. And they loved it because they had, if you break it into a 24-hour day, it provides more predictability. You're not constantly shifting or rotating, duty section to duty section every third cycle. So you're working at the same time of day every day.
We're speaking with Lieutenant Tim Hawkins, a spokesman for the submarine force. Given the fact that most of us have never been on submarines before, are there sleep aids as well, something to help people transition to the time when they can sleep regardless of what time of day it is? I mean, do they have special lights or something?
a submarine is just a perfect environment for sleeping. I mean, they don't call it the silent service for no reason. It's very quiet. They keep in the sleeping areas, in the berthing areas, they keep the lights low to facilitate folks to sleep 24/7 because there's always someone sleeping if the submarine is operating 24/7. So the environment does allow for, and that's an aid in and of itself, the submarine environment. And, of course, you want to be silent, you want to be quiet, because when you're operating underwater and you're making a lot of noise, that can help adversary submarines detect you.
And what about during those active hours? Are there aids to help you know that, hey, this is your quote-unquote day period?
Yeah, your body adjusts. It usually takes a person's body about a week to adjust itself and say, okay, I need to be alert now. I'm used to being alert. I'm used to being awake. I'm used to standing duty doing my normal job. And I'm used to sleeping at this time. It usually takes a week for the body to adjust. Without those environmental cues that you'd have above the surface, with the sun coming out.
And, of course, Jeopardy coming on or something after dinner. And so what about food, diet, and also temperature aboard the boat? Do those also affect people's alertness and ability to sleep also? Have those been adjusted in conjunction with the change to the 24-hour cycle?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, the submarine... On a submarine, there are four meals for that very reason, because you have folks operating 24/7. So instead of, we have three, we're usually used to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then another meal around the midnight to 1 a.m. hours called mid-rats. So the food service schedule, the temperature control, all of that is adjusted to ensure that the submarine is able to function, folks are able to be alert, and missions are able to be accomplished 24/7.
So you've said that this was a fantastic thing for the Scranton submariners, at least they thought so. Will it be an easy sell around the force?
Well, it is, and that's not to say that the entire Navy force or the entire submarine force is looking to mandate this. Right now it's an option. Commanding officers have the flexibility to employ the 24-hour day schedule for their individual ships. And that's great to have. It's great that they have that flexibility, because one size doesn't fit all. There are different ways to employ the 24-hour day. You can do it in a way that, like I just described, the watch section is broken into three, and you know they rotate every 8 hours. Or you can employ it in a way that all folks are awake at a certain period of the day at the same time, to allow for folks to see each other and hold meetings and conduct training. So there are different nuances to it, and each submarine commanding officer has the ability to choose to employ it or stay with the traditional 18.
All right. Lieutenant Tim Hawkins is a spokesperson for the Navy Submarine Force. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.